Buddy, you're a boy.
Make a big noise playing in the street.
I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred and Little Stevens Underground Garage, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest is Michael Giblin, frontman and bass player for the Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania bass band The Split Squad, whose lineup also includes Clem Burke from Blondie, Eddie Munoz from the Plimsolls, organist Josh Cantor, who's also the organist for the Red Sox home games at Fenway Park, as well as Keith Strang from the Fleshtones, and it's Keith who sings lead on the band's recent coolest song in the world, Bigger Than Heroin. It's off the band's new album, Another Cinderella. We hear some of it now, followed by my chat with Michael on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage. It's Coolest Conversations time in Little Stevens Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and my guest today is Michael Giblin, bass player in the Split Squad. Their latest album is Another Cinderella and features this week's coolest song in the world, Bigger Than Heroin. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well, Manfred. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I mean, these last couple of years, as you know, everything is crazy. Last we spoke in 2018, and that was around the release of your Showstopper EP. Latest album is Another Cinderella. You know, the lineup of the band, quite a stellar lineup of folks. Can you remind everybody who all was rocking with you in the Split Squad?
It's myself, bass and lead vocals, and kind of the lion's share of songwriting. Then Keith Strang from the Fleshtones, who takes the vocals on a couple of songs. Over on the other guitar, we have the master of chaos theory guitar, Eddie Munoz from the Plimsolls. And on keyboards, our resident librarian from the Harvard Music Library and the Boston Red Sox, Josh Cantor. And then, of course, back in the engine room, the one and only Clem Burke on drums.
Well, that's a steady ship, a great crew you got there.
Yeah, the fact that we've managed to sort of keep the whole thing running and afloat since, I think, about what, 2012 or 2013, it's pretty remarkable to everyone involved.
Remind me, it was, I think you said a moment ago, 2012 was about the time you started. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, I think the first album came out in 2013. Then we didn't put anything out again until 2018. And then we managed to shorten the gap a little bit by only 4 years on this one. The driver of our meager output is the fact that, as you can probably guess, everyone in the band is got other things to do. We get very limited time together when we have to align a bunch of schedules. I think it's a good thing that I'm a project planner for a living, because coordinating everyone's schedules in this band is practically a full-time job.
Yeah, that's totally what I was thinking. And also, it's like, well, how was Annette even cast initially, given everybody's different schedules? How were you guys even able to form?
Well, the first record was intended to be just a little bit of a busman's holiday for all of us. It was just, hey, let's just make a record and have some fun. And we enjoyed the process of playing together so much, we decided to do some shows. So we spent the lion's share of the last 8-9 years playing together. We've been to Europe several times. We've played all across the States. We've done some really fun tours. So it took the pandemic to sort of knock us off that and finish a new album.
Well, let's talk some about the album. And I was wondering how the pandemic would play into that. So the latest album, Another Cinderella, is out. Now, when did you record it?
When March of, 2020, I guess, came around, we actually got together to play some shows, and we were supposed to go out and do a handful of East Coast shows the week the world fell apart. And we were already together. So we were like, and we were here in Pennsylvania rehearsing for that. And I'm like, well, let's just finish the record while we're together. And that's exactly what we did. It's not the way we intended to make the record, but it sort of grew out of the situation.
Well, our coolest song in the world this week is Bigger Than Heroin. Key strings there on the vocals, I think. Is that a tune that he wrote?
Yep. Keith brought that one. I think that was one of that. This was one of the ones that started as a demo.
Okay.
This we cut the Keith and Clem and I cut the demo together, and then this was one of the ones that I listened to and went, hey, wait a minute, this stuff is pretty solid.
Well, man, I know that Keith, you know, years ago he did have a substance abuse problem at one time. It seems like he kind of parlayed that into a positive outcome with his track.
You know, Keith, if you read the book about the Fleshtones, Keith just one day pulled his bootstraps up and said, not going to do this anymore. And that's exactly what he did. You know, the song's sort of written as about a love interest. And the metaphor there is, you know, that to him is bigger than heroin and not gonna take over his life.
The other song I'd like us to take a listen to off the new album, off of Another Cinderella, is the opening cut, Hey DJ. And it's got the line in there, hey DJ, you're the only light that I can see shining through the darkness of an endless empty sea. The song's about, what, your relationship with music and radio when you were coming of age?
Yeah, the song is, I'm of the age where I watched, you know, mainstream terrestrial radio go from bold and sort of the center of the cultural universe to trite and predictable, and then to a point of like, you know, there's oldie stations and then stuff that is just gibberish to me. I got to watch that whole arc. So part of the song is a little bit of a lament to that and, you know, pining for the past. But then there's you guys, you know, there's you guys and there's who've been terrific to us. And there's a bunch of great internet stations that bubble just below, you know, the mainstream who have been embracing us. And so, you know, it's still kind of out there. So it's a little bit of a love letter to both of those in either direction, the past and the folks that are still carrying the flag.
Why, thank you so much, Michael. You've also got a soul version of the tune. Why is there the rock version and then the soul version?
I wanted to have a song that I could differentiate the CD and the LP versions with, which, you know, that's always a fun thing to do. And I'm a fan of that kind of thing. Wilco does that a lot, where they'll do two versions of one song. And I love that sort of thing.
You guys made a video for Hey DJ, and this is the rock version of the song. When was that shot?
It was shot in December. That was sort of making lemonade out of lemons. We had a couple of shows lined up for the East Coast, and a couple of them fell through. One of them because of COVID. And so we managed to take that opportunity. We went to Berlin under A, to one of Jesse Malin's places in New York. And we were supposed to be playing a gig, but we're not. Let's shoot a video. And that's what we did.
You mentioned playing overseas a number of times, and you guys are going to be doing some shows in France in June, if I saw the calendar right.
God willing. These were dates, actually, that were supposed to happen in January. And we timed our getting together for shows. Again, keeping in mind, we generally have a very tight window with which to schedule things to do. And of course, once the pandemic allowed everybody to start to go back to real life, musicians shot themselves out of a cannon to get to work. So we had a bunch of dates scheduled in January, and we timed them absolutely perfectly with the Omicron outbreak.
Yeah.
So those were canceled simply because, you know, as you do these kind of tours as well, there isn't extravagant budget. So just even the notion of like testing positive and getting stuck in the mud for 10 days somewhere, it's just something you can't afford to do. So we're going to hit those in June. Looks like we're going to be going to England in July through the good graces of Clem. We're going to do a show at the Cavern in Liverpool, which is like, yes, sir, I will check that box on my list quite happily. And then a couple of shows in Brighton. And then in the fall, back to England again, and then Spain, because our record just came out in Spain on Folk Records. And Blondie and the Fleshtones stick to their schedule, then we'll be able to pull it all off.
Any stateside shows before the end of the year, you think, or not?
I don't think so. Blondie and the Fleshtones are both, you know, maximizing what they can do in the year. So probably not. We may get a weekend or something where we can throw something together, but anything sustained, we're going to look to probably spring of next year. I mean, it took a couple of years, but you know, patterns develop based around the way Blondie tends to work. So generally it's late winter, early spring, and late fall around Thanksgiving are the windows we often get.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Well, thank you. Always great to talk to you, Manfred.
Well, we're going to go out now with Hey DJ, opening track off the latest album, Another Cinderella. It's the Split Squad and Little Steven's Underground Garage. That's the Split Squad in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and that cut is off the band's latest full-length, Another Cinderella. Thanks again to the group's Michael Giblin for speaking with me today, and also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Next time around, join me when I check in with Dom Mariani, based in Perth, Australia. He's a creative force behind a number of bands we feature here in the Underground Garage, including The Stems, DM3, and The Majestic Kelp. But it's his band Datura 4. We've got a new album on the way, and we'll find out all about it next week on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I stand now and deliver.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.